The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our God the Father, and His peace be with all of us. I will read the Holy Word of God, which is in the first book of Moses, in chapter 32, verses 22.
23.
As he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok, and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" He answered, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him, and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. As he passed over the Peniel, the sun rose up with him. He halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which drank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that drank." Beloved brothers and sisters, listeners,
tänään, joka oli tuossa Jumalan palveluksessa, sana Jumalan palveluksessa siellä liturgi
toi, today, during the mass, it reminded us how we live in this moment, in this time. We have the third day of services, unofficially the fourth day. 3 days has already passed by. We cannot get them back. And that what has happened, has happened. We live in this moment. Our brother brought it out that also tomorrow is not tomorrow anymore, but it is today. I met while dining my brother, but where does it say in the Bible like this? He didn't borrow from the Bible, he borrowed from Asterix.
Ja minä olen lukenut sen suomenkielisessä, oli näin jotenkin, että
I have read it in the Finnish language.
Jokainen päivä on uusi eilinen.
Every day is a new yesterday.
Tärkeää on, että elämme tässä hetkessä.
It is good that we live in this moment.
Me sanan palvelijat.
We servants of the word.
Moneen kertaan ja se
have come many times at these services.
Tähän virkaan tullessa tietenkin on
the pain that the servant of the word has when it comes to this position
is great. Oman jännityksensä, mutta myöskin sen, että
brings
kun me olemme tension. Sanan palvelijoita,
but we are servants of the word of God.
Me palvelemme sanaa, eli sitä Jumalan pyhää kirjoitettua sanaa, ettemme sitä turmelisi.
The holy word of God.
Mutta
the holy written word of God, and we should not defile it.
Eli tämäkin minun puheeni, tämä on Jumalan sanaa ihmissanassa.
The words, the sermon is words in a human language. This is God's word in human language.
Että puhuja tulkitsee ja puhuja ymmärtää.
In a strange way, it blends together humanity and human characteristics.
Ja valmiuksia vasten, mitä hänellä on. Mutta myöskin
the speaker interprets it based on his own background and the abilities he possesses.
But you, dear listeners, ja niin kuin olisi tarkoitus, niin myöskin puhujan kanssa. Ymmärtääkö kuulija?
The word of God is for you. You interact with the word of God here. It speaks through the speaker.
Aika pitkä ketju, kuinka ymmärrät.
It is a long chain. It is comforting.
Siellä Vanhan testamentin Jeremia profeetalle sanoi, että minä
when God said Jeremiah in the Old Testament, I will see to it that my word is fulfilled.
Vanha testamentti,
the written word of God in the Old Testament, the Septuagint,
siinä muodossa tänä päivänä meidän kielellä käännettynä,
which was the Bible of Jesus. It is still much in that form today, translated in our language through successive translations. All the sacred writings were not written all that long before Christ, 300 years earlier. The word of God from the fall of Adam and Eve, God's promise, has been preserved in a miraculous way.
Niin no hyvin vanhoja
and we can reflect on this and discuss this with young people whether it can still be the same word.
Luolista,
old writings have been found
satoja vuosia vanhempia kuin mitä nämä meidän kirjoitukset, jotka on
that,
ollut, can,
that are several hundred years older than our writings.
Kuinka hyvin se kieli
and it is miraculous
on säilynyt.
How Jumala good that preserved the language is and that the word is preserved. Säilyy. God has promised
tämä
that I will take care,
teksti,
that my word will endure.
Tietysti on nyt hyvä
the text that we read,
ja tiedän, että,
it is good to remember.
Uskon ystäviä ja rakkaita, jotka minut hyvin tuntevat ja ovat
I have seen many friends,
ja minua muistaneet ja myöskin ihan tuntemattomat
friends in faith that know me,
tässä virassa. Ja tuossa ihan viimeisimpiä
that have supported
viestejä,
me,
minkä sain, niin oli, että
and even those whom I do not know at all,
sinua kantavat. Kaikissa vaiheissa Herra on turvanasi.
That the Lord's hands carry you through every step.
Tässä.
That I take refuge.
Tämä teksti Jaakobin paini.
This battle of Jacob.
Kaikille käsitteenä tuttu.
It is familiar to all of us.
Meidän kielessämme ihan yleiskäsitteenä ja minä varsin kysyin tekoälyltä, että mitä Jaakobin paini tarkoittaa.
I asked AI what Jacob's struggle means.
Tekoäly antoi minulle vastauksen, että
and this AI gave me the answer.
Ihminen
it means
on omien ajatustensa ja pelkojensa
that
ja
when a man, a person, is caught up in their own thoughts, in their own fears, possibly matters of faith,
on, niin
this wrestling of Jacob is much more.
Puhujan kokouksessa veli piti
meeting, brother,
alustuksen aiheesta raamatullinen sielunhoito.
Precious words on the topic.
Tässäkin oli kysymys.
On biblical pastoral care.
Sana Jumalan palveluksessa se Vanhan testamentin teksti.
In the mass today, the text of the Old Testament was from the book of Samuel.
Daavidin kertomus.
As told by King David,
or told of King David,
there is much the same as there is here in this story of Jacob.
Se Jaakob varmasti ja niin kuin hänen psalmeistaan luemme, eli hän ihan kuvasi, että minun vereni kuivuu ja minä näännyn tämän tuskan ja syyllisyyden alle.
Jacob, we can see
Ja
he did really describe. My blood is running dry and I succumb to this pain and guilt.
He
passed and turned and his sheets were soaked with sweat and he felt guilt. Then someone, the prophet Nathan came unto him, approached him, carried him with love. There at the speaker's meeting, I thought I would borrow straight
sielunhoidosta on kysymys.
That of what kind of biblical pastoral care it's all about. This is what the brother said in his introduction.
Jossa ihminen kohdataan rakkaudella ja kuunnellen.
Biblical pastoral care is the mutual care among Christians, where a person is met with deep love and listening ear, but at the same time, in the presence of God's words, so faith and conscience might be nurtured.
David, veljemme,
David, our brother,
sai
received care, received peace to his own conscience
jälkeen.
After heavy falls of his own.
Merkittävä henkilö ja saman
another significant or notable figure
Job, jonka
is our brother Job,
hyvin tunnemme,
whose story we know very well.
Se on vähän erilainen kuin Daavidin kertomus toki, eli
it is a little bit different from the story of David.
Kaikkien tuntemat ja tietämät lankeemukset.
David, after all, had clear falls into sin and known to everyone. And these caused him pain and anguish of his conscience. But Job was a righteous man. There was no other man as righteous as Job. But Job lost all.
Omat lapset olivat pilettämässä ja kuolivat.
His own children were out celebrating and died. He lost his possessions. He lost his health. The Bible tells us he sat on the ground and scraped his sores with a piece of pottery. And Job, in his pain, calls out to God, God, why do you not hear?
Joutuu tällaisten koettelemusten kohteeksi.
That this is unjust how he is subjected to such trials.
Tämä on väärin.
If I call,
ei minua kuule.
This is wrong.
Jos pyydän
no one hears me.
Kukaan ei vastaa.
If I ask for justice, no one answers.
Kivivallin.
God has set a stone wall in my path. I cannot get past
pimeän.
It. All my paths he has shrouded in darkness. It was, his outlook was not comforting.
Joskus tuttavankin kohdalla, jos oikein on kovia koettelemuksia, niin vähän tulee mieleen, että
if we as man have personal struggles, and perhaps our acquaintances as well, when we face these trials,
it
crosses our mind, I wonder what he's done. That's how it was with Job as well, for Job was a wealthy man, a pious and believing man. His friends came to help him and talk with him to care for his soul. But they approached him, that what have you, Job, done that God is so punishing you? And that conversation is brought out in a very poetic manner throughout the Bible. And there was no answer found. And then young Elihu appears.
Lukemassamme tekstissä Jaakob painii sen tuntemattoman miehen kanssa.
When in our text that we read, Jacob is wrestling with an unknown man.
Ja tulee sitten tällainen nuori Elihu neuvomaan lainausmerkeissä.
He knew his three friends well, the ones who couldn't help him, and then comes along Elihu
to counsel the old man, the old patriarch. And that's where the help was found, this wrestling of Jacob. Beloved listener, I believe that every one of us in our life have wrestled with something with ourselves. We have been reminded again and again in these sermons what a great gift it is that we have escorts, close friends to whom we can speak. At the beginning, in the speakers' meeting, in the
rippi, se on armo etu, jossa me tuemme toistemme uskoa ja uskon elämää. Eikä aina tarvi olla
kysymys, that the caring for the soul confession is a grace gift
ja synnin,
in which we support one another's faith.
Uskon elämässä.
It's not always about something specific. It's about supporting one another in our lives in faith. This text that we read is one of those texts that is the most contradictory from a human perspective.
Ihmisjärki, hän yleinen näkemys on Jaakobista.
The reason of man,
Jaakob oli pettäjä.
The general view of Jacob is that he was.
Mitä Jaakob oli?
What was he?
Ihmisjärki tutkii Jumalan sanaa ulkoisesti.
Human reason examines God's word superficially.
Ymmärtää järjellä, mutta
tries to understand with our mind, with reason.
Avautuu vain pyhälle hengelle.
But inwardly, the word of God is revealed only to the Holy Spirit, according to Luther.
Esaun tarina.
The stories of Jacob and Esau and understanding it
pelastussuunnitelmaa ja järjestystä vasten. Se ei kuitenkaan anna meille syytä.
Understanding it in the light of God's salvation and his order. However, it doesn't give us reason to think that all things that happened in Jacob's household was right. What is God's will? You, brothers and sisters, have asked this question also in different phases in life. A spouse is seriously ill, a spouse is taken away, children.
Mikä kaikki on tällä tarkoitusta?
What is the meaning of all this? What is the will of God?
Lutherin mukaan Jumala sallii pahankin tapahtuvan, kun se palvelee hänen suurta suunnitelmaansa.
According to Luther, God allows evil to happen
kun hän puhuu Jumalan tahdosta,
when it serves his greater plan.
Ja Jumalan ilmoitetun tahdon.
Luther makes a distinction when he speaks of God's will between God's hidden will and revealed will. God's revealed will
jota ihmisjärki ei tavoita.
Is all that pertains to God.
Luther sanoi, että sitä
Luther says,
Jumalan tahtoa ihmisen ei tule yrittää löytää. Se on ihmisen
that the will of God human should not attempt to fathom.
Ilmoitetun tahtonsa,
it is hidden from us. Instead, his revealed will
ja hänen valtakunnassa,
in his word, in his son, Jesus Christ,
etsiä.
And in his kingdom, and that is what man should try to find. And that is what we in the Lord's Prayer ask for, your will be done.
Tuo Jumalan salattu tahto.
And the hidden will.
Sitä Joosefia, eli Jaakobin veljet, jotka myivät
when we think of Joseph, the brother of Jacob, who was sold into slavery into Egypt, a terrible deed.
Lasten pyhäkoulussa
It was in the children's Sunday school. Do you remember Sunday school this morning? Of whom did we speak? That we speak of Joseph and his brothers. Yes, the girls are nodding their head. It's an interesting story. What happened? The brother spoke of it very clearly. And I will not repeat them. But the situation that was in Jacob's home, that the brothers were jealous of their brother Joseph. They were going to kill him first, but then they sold him as a slave. And the will of God is very miraculous. When Joseph began in Egypt as a slave and through many trials, he was soon in the high position at the Pharaoh's court. Drought, starvation came into Egypt, in Canaan, in Palestine. But Egypt had prepared for it.
Siellä veljet kohtaavat sen veljensä ja varmasti.
The 11 sons and their families moved to Egypt, and there the brothers met their brother. And there was surely a terrible sense of guilt. At times they thought that Joseph would take revenge on them, but this had happened according to the will of God. Joseph understood that. He told his brothers, "Fear not, for now I am in God's care. We are in God's hands, brothers and sisters. You think that you did bad against me, but God has turned it into good, so that he can save many people."
Läpi tuota
we will shortly go through
Jaakobin elämän vaiheita ymmärtääksemme tuota
the phases of
tekstiä.
Jacob's life to understand this text, Jaakob to understand why he was in such a situation. He was alone on the shores of Jakob, and a strange man came, approached him, and they began to wrestle. The boys wrestle, and I have wrestled.
Semmoinen elävä luontoinen poika, hyvin mukava poika.
The last time when I was at confirmation, and there was a lively boy there, a very nice boy, he would challenge one passing person after another to a wrestling match, and I told him that he will have to wrestle with me. And he kind of smiled and said, with a 70-year-old man, and this thought came to my mind that what would have happened?
Mitä luulette siellä, siellähän kertoo tämä tekstimme, että
this text tells us
kaveri ei päässyt voitolle.
That the wrestling companion did not win.
Sanoi, että aamusarasta minä
lähden, he said, the dawn is breaking, I must leave.
Kuinka vanha oli Jaakob, kun hän paini tuon miehen?
How old was Jacob when he wrestled with him?
Mitä veikkaat?
What do you think?
Hän oli melkein 100-vuotias.
He was almost 100 years old.
Ei ollut varmaan enää olkapäät ihan kunnossa.
His shoulders were not in the best of condition. We can understand this as a parable.
Ymmärretään vertauskuvallisesti. No niin.
And it is understood.
Jaakob siellä paini Jumalan ja ihmisten kanssa ja voitti. Mutta mennään siihen Jaakobin historiaan lyhyesti.
Jacob wrestled with God and men, and he won, overcame them.
Inhimillinen järki ja ymmärrys.
As I mentioned,
ei ymmärrä sitä Jaakobin ja hänen äitinsä toimintaa.
Our reason does not understand this. What Jacob and his mother did.
Tuo Jaakobin kodissa,
in the home of Jacob, kodissa, in his childhood home, there were conflicts,
kodeissa on ristiriitoja.
As there are conflicts in all of our homes. I have asked in confirmation school what could be more at home and what could be less. Everybody says more or less that less conflicts and more forgiveness of sins, more eating together, sharing meals, more spending time together.
Sitä meidän lapsemme.
Nobody has ever mentioned that, oh, if we could have an Audi. That's what our children long for. Why don't we give it to them?
Ei lapset sitä kaipaa.
But we have to show our neighbors that our home is better than yours. That's not what children are longing for. Children want to be close to their parents. They want forgiveness. Heart-to-heart conversations, not scoldings, but they wish to speak their own story. They need support. We can't change yesterday, but we've all had.
To
correct things in our lives.
Hän oli väitellyt filosofiasta tohtoriksi. Ja miettinyt näitä asioita vähän
what enemmän. Makes a person a person?
Ihmisestä tekee ihmisen toinen ihminen. Mikä tekee uskovaista
ihmisestä uskovaista? A person is who makes a person another person. What makes a believer a believer? It is another believer, another person in faith. The word is in your mouth and in your heart.
Vain uskovan ystävän, velin ja siskon. Saattomiehen tuella me pysymme uskomassa.
Only because with a believing friend, a believing escort, with support, we can continue to believe. Conflicts in homes, there were many reasons, but one was, which is brought out here, is inheritance. According to the law of Moses, the older son inherited one half and the other half is divided between all the rest. And above all, there was the father's blessing. A blessing that was passed down from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This blessing, which was connected to God's plan of salvation and to the order of things. We remember
Esau kysyi, että saanko minäkin sitä. Niin Jaakob sanoi, että no kyllä.
Esau once when he came back from the forest was hungry. His brother made stew and Esau asked, can I have some? And Jacob answered, yes, if you give me your birthright.
Tänäkin päivänä ei hyväksy. Että Jaakob toimi reilusti. Ja
that even today, people's sense of morality does not accept this.
Esau ei antanut sille isän siunaukselle mitään arvoa, eikä
Esau did not honor his father's blessing. He didn't think it was important. But when the time came, that the father felt himself to be old and said to Esau, go and make a sacrifice to me, sacrifice meal to me, and I will bless you. And then Jacob and his mother began to act. The mother asked
a
meal was prepared, and Jacob brought it to his father. And it was successful because the father Jacob's eyesight was poor. And remember how Jacob was able to be as his brother. His hands were covered with sheepskins. But the Bible relates to us.
Isä Iisakin ei vain fyysinen näkökyky, vaan hengellinen oli myöskin hämärtynyt.
But
hän ei nähnyt,
spiritual eyesight had also become unclear or dim. He could not see where his older son was walking. The writer to the Hebrews writes, let there be no one among you who lives in an immoral way like Esau. And on the other hand, in the book of Nehemiah, God says, I loved Esau,
yet soon,
that brings us to these difficult questions, which I have encountered with the young.
Muistaakseni Mooseksen kirja 9. luku, kun Paavali sitä muistaa, että
in chapter 9, when Paul remembers that before the brothers were born, before either one had done good or bad,
vanhempi on palveleva nuorempaa.
God had decided that the older one should serve the younger one. God saw him as the heir, the younger brother, as the heir to the father's blessing. There are deep theological explanations I have sometimes heard, but I cannot understand them. That blessing is related, is passed on the younger son. Esau became angry, even though he himself had given up his birthright. He became angry and threatened to kill his brother. And mother said to Jacob, go and visit your uncle. Flee from your brother's vengeance. That will touch every one of us. And as parents, we may feel a twinge of that, that the mother Rebecca loved Jacob more, who spent time at home and spent a quiet life of a shepherd. And Isaac's heart was set on the older son, Esau, who was a good hunter and prepared for him many delicious game meals.
Isällä ja äidillä oli kovin
the mother and father had different perspectives of boys, of their sons.
Perheessä oli vaiettuja asioita.
In the family, there were things they didn't talk about that they should have talked about.
Kuinka mielellämme mekin isinä ja äiteinä.
How we as mothers and fathers in our homes and in our families, those matters that we should talk about, we push them farther away. And that is what happened here.
Etenee tuo meidän tekstimme, eli
our text continues.
Jaakob joutuu pakenemaan omasta kodistaan.
Jacob had to run away from his own home.
Se Jaakobin vanhempien koti tai se enonsa koti.
And he's going to the home of his uncle.
Jaakobhan lähti sieltä. Anteeksi. Abrahamhan läski sieltä.
Abraham left
Mesopotamiasta.
From Mesopotamia.
Ja siellä suunnalla oli myöskin tuo sitten tuon Rebekka äidin koti.
Ja and the home of Rebecca's mother was in the same place. Jacobin eno asui. And that was where Laban lived, ja Jacob's uncle.
Tärkeää tuossa on huomata, että
it is important here to notice that in that home, good matters were able to happen when Jacob left. Jacob didn't leave his home slamming the door, but matters were taken care of. And his father Isaac's spiritual view was made right. He gave his son a blessing unto his journey. Go to your father's room and take for yourself a wife from among the daughters of your uncle Laban. May God bless you and make you fruitful. He gave him also the blessing of Abraham. Beloved young, will you leave home to go study or work? There in your homes, there are many different conflicts. That we could always get those matters corrected. Regardless of whether we are believing or not. But one should never leave in conflict or dispute. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. God strengthened Jacob right from the beginning. There's a village in the Petiel area. There was a ladder to heaven. When he fell asleep, he saw in his dream, angels were ascending and descending on that ladder. The Lord stood beside him. I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, of Isaac. The land on which you are lying, I will give to you and your descendants. God promised to be with Jacob. It was important that he received the blessings of his father Isaac and also God. When they knew what kind of a big brother they had and what kind of falls into sin he was prone to,
niin kyllä siinä varmasti oli kiusauksia, niin kuin Raamattu sanoikin.
They arranged that blessing with their mother. Jacob was afraid that he wouldn't bless, but that he would curse. But they understood that Esau had closed his own life to his birthright as a firstborn,
joka on sidottu tuohon Jumalan pelastussuunnitelman ja pelastusjärjestelmän,
which has spiritual significance, which is tied to the God's plan of salvation and the order of salvation God had seen beforehand. And this is an interesting matter. That we many times with the young speak of
Jaakobin taivaaseen.
That did God send Esau beforehand to destruction and Jacob to heaven? In
an
earlier speaker meeting, a brother brought it out very closely. I will borrow his words, quote him. Talking about God's grace. That is it predestination that some are destined for damnation and others for heaven? No, God has not said that the Lestadians will reach heaven. Faith in which we believe, whoever believes will go to heaven, because that is what the Bible teaches, what the Bible says. The word of God at these services, as God has strengthened, it is here in our midst.
Ei siksi, että on tällainen joukko, vaan siksi, että tässä joukossa.
Not because this is such a flock, such a congregation,
ja pitäytyä siinä Jumalan muuttamassa.
That we wish to believe in one faith by grace alone, for the sake of Christ's work alone.
Jumalan armovalinta tapahtuu vain
and to hold on to God's unchanging word.
Kaikki tietävänä Jumala tietää ihmisen kohtalon iäisyydessä, mutta Raamattu ei opeta, että Jumala olisi määrännyt
that God chooses by grace takes place only through Christ and in Christ. God who knows all things knows man's destiny from eternity. the Bible does not teach that God has decided some people will be perished and some people will be saved. This is the doctrine. This so-called doctrine of double predestination is not based on biblical revelation. The grace through Christ means that if a person believes, they will receive salvation and are God's chosen ones. Dear listener, you can believe that all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jacob came to the home of his uncle, and there begins an interesting part of life. He meets Rachel at the well, falls in love. With her younger sister, and who was also promised to him.
Kotiin vaurautta tuonutta Laabania, anteeksi Jaakobia pois luotaan. Tuossa kohta mulla aika käy vähin.
She deceives Jacob on numerous occasions.
Tuo tekstimme kertoo tuosta painista.
Because she doesn't want to let Jacob, who brought wealth to her family, leave her side. At this time, I'm running out of time. The text tells a story of that struggle. The brothers were able to meet one another and are reunited in their love.
Rakas kuulija, hyvin lyhyesti vielä.
Very shortly, dear listener.
Sillä Peettelissä, kun Jaakob heräsi, hän sanoi, että tässä on totisesti Jumalan huone ja taivaan portti.
Awoke, he said, here is truly the home of God, the house of God and the gate to heaven.
Sinä, joka koet, että
and dear listener, that house of God and stairway to heaven is close to you. You who feel that you are in this house, the gate of heaven is open. Accept the blessing proclaimed from that house to believe you. To take this blessing, accept this blessing for yourself. Take the Holy Spirit we wish to bless unto you in Jesus' command. Receive the Holy Spirit. To those whose sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. With that blessing we wish to bless. But brother and sister, there in the home of Laban, when they had gone to that journey,
niitä tarttuu meille eri muodossa maailman rakkautta.
Idols clung along the way. They cling to us in different forms, greed, idolatry. We wish to wash all these away from our feet. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, remain in the peace of God. We bless you from this Zion. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe.